You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Feels good to be back. Had a nice, long, extended 4th of July weekend. I ain't do nothing either. Got a lot of sleep. Ate good. Slept. Well, I ate all right.
You ate all right?
Yeah. I didn't do nothing 4th of July. I just stayed at home.
It was hard to barbecue with the rain, huh? I didn't get the grill on 4th of July.
And they were still popping M80s on the 5th of July.
M80s?
6th of July.
And 7th of July.
Good Lord. It kind of subsided yesterday, though.
You know, there's still going to be some popping this week, dog. They ain't about enough for a month.
They bet. I know y'all went, you know, y'all turned left on 151st. turn right fireworks, but is this time out for all that?
It needs to be a limitation.
Yes.
You got like 3 days to pop.
No, you got no days. The 4th, and
that's it? You can't die even on the 5th, huh? No leftovers?
It's done, fam. Okay. It's done. All right. Don't nobody want to hear all that.
Okay.
Put it in reverse, Terry. Oh, man. What did you get into?
Oh, man. Work.
Over the weekend. Oh, well, you were working on Friday.
Yeah, I did work, but it was cool. Bad. Yeah, it was all good. It was all good. I had the rest of the day to play, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, just chill for the most part. You know, my daughter was up here all week, so shout out to my daughter Taryn.
Yeah,
had a good time. You know, I'll be back on vacation next weekend, so that's all great. Starting on Thursday,
gonna be on vacation.
You know, I'm getting my Julie on. You know, I like to take my days off when I can take them off.
Between her and Shay, you know. Good Lord, they take so many days
off. Hey, that's one thing I learned. I got to start really taking my days off, dog.
Yeah.
Y'all be thinking I take days off, and they be like, yeah, you still got about 2 weeks. I'm like, what? yeah, take them days off, bro.
Well, it's good to be back. Good to, you know, be around the radio station once again. Because I ain't been here since, you know, Wednesday.
It's been a long time. Yeah. How'd you feel about Kawhi?
I guess, you know, it's okay because, you know, the balance of the NBA is back. You don't know who's going to win. You don't know what conference is strong. Well, actually, the Western Conference is stronger. But you don't know what team is. There's no team out in the forefront now. Everybody has, well, all the good teams have two players now. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting NBA season.
It's
I'm
really
just glad we got
AD. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, it's Team Lake Show around here, baby.
Some of y'all fake Laker fans out here. Though.
It ain't me.
Man.
It ain't me. I can point them out for you, but I ain't going to do that because it's about the name on the front, not the name on the back, all right?
Now it's time for the Sheed.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
622, now sunny in 76 out in Belton. What's going on, B?
So, Omarion's baby mom's April Jones, she went on a rant on Instagram Live this past weekend where she spoke on various celebrities who are interested in her sexually. Yeah, here's a video.
And what happened to the game? He's right here. He texted me today. Happy Mother's Day. I slept it again. That's what the game said. Game texts me all the time. Love him. And that texts me. He loves me. He respects me. Drew, little Fizz, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. I respect you. Shiggy Show. Nate Robinson. Paul Pierce. K. Durant. Anybody, Shaq, Kill O'Neal. Y'all so mad. It's okay, guys. It's okay for people to reach out and just honor someone. It doesn't mean you're f***ing them. It just means they're honoring you. You couldn't even get a celebrity the way y'all want to sit here and talk. Oh, celebrity. Yeah, I'm a celebrity because I f***ed a celebrity and because I became what y'all thought I wasn't going to become. So let me just say that. Yes, I'm a celebrity because Omarion f***ed this and I have 2 kids by him. And now little Fizz wants to f*** this and because I'm a celebrity and because the game wants to f*** this and because ASAP wants to f*** this.
Ooh, what's ASAP though?
Boy, what the hell is wrong with her? Like on the show, she didn't seem like she was on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. She didn't seem like she was like that. She seemed like she was more quiet and cool about stuff.
Oh
no!
Nah,
what is going on?
Nah, that was for the cameras.
And let me have multiple men.
That's basically what she said.
Wow.
What's wrong with a woman loving multiple men?
She just dry snitched on a whole bunch of cats right there.
And. It's just a wide range of people. She went from Lil Fizz to Nate Robinson to ASAP.
Oh, Fizz, though. No, not ASAP.
Oh, so the whole crew.
You just said ASAP. It wasn't no Rocky.
What's wrong with a woman loving multiple men?
Man, ain't nothing wrong with it, but y'all be calling us thoughts when we out here thoughts too.
Well, TMZ has reported that Tierra Marie is facing a possible felony charge for her New York DWI case. Now, the site says that prosecutors are pushing to upgrade her DWI charge from a misdemeanor to a felony because of a previous conviction of a DUI or a DWI in Los Angeles back in 2011. We reported last week that Tierra was arrested on June 22nd after police saw her Dodge Charger come out of a midtown tunnel in New York missing a front wheel. Officers said that her bumper was also dragging on the ground, which resulted in sparks flying around her car. She was arrested for a DWI and driving without a suspended license. DMV records also show that her license is either suspended or revoked. She is another one who's going through a lot of stuff because she on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, same show. She was drinking a lot and they had to have an intervention for her.
Yeah, she's always, from what I know from the show, I believe, the people always came and made like she had a drinking problem.
Yeah.
So this kind of might be confirming a little bit. Yeah. I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to make a joke because she actually has a real drinking issue.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I hope she get that solved. But man, I don't know if she's going to beat them charges, dog.
Yeah. Well, in better news, J. Cole has revealed that he and his wife are having another child.
Oh.
Yeah, he shared the news on the compilation album. You listened to it, right?
Great album.
Revenge of the Dreamers
3. Album.
And this off of the song Sacrifices. We'll have to get that later on because I ain't got it right now. But congratulations to Cole for bringing another wonderful human being into the world.
Yes, yes, yes. When you going to bring one into the world,
baby? You're not my dad.
When you gonna bring
you,
a kid?
You talking to me?
World? Yeah, you.
Me?
Brian B. Shawnee.
Gotta find the right woman first, my brother.
Test two, baby.
Don't be a baby daddy. That's all I was
saying. I'm never gonna do that. Nah. I've learned from so many other people, and I'm, you know.
You just gonna marry after she say I got it, huh?
Hopefully I'll marry before all that happens.
Life, you ain't gonna wait. You ain't gonna wait till you get married.
Life is hard for us virgins. I ain't remember that.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Life is definitely hard for us virgins out here in these streets, B. I feel you.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I don't know why everybody think Cardi B the queen and she not the queen. Like, Nicki Minaj is the queen.
Oh.
Like, Onika is the queen.
Oh.
And I'm just tired of the Barty fans just thinking that she's the queen. She's not. She can be a princess, but she's not the queen.
Well, let me get back at you with that because... Yes, it is because Nicki Minaj never had a commercial during the Super Bowl. She hasn't been sponsored by Pepsi with the Super Bowl or none of that. She ain't doing the numbers that Cardi is doing with the singles and the albums and stuff right now as of the past 2 or 3 years. And Nicki Minaj has been the one that's been the petty one with her interferences with Cardi B.
I'm so mad we just had to take it here on 103.
Let's go. Like, what's poppin'?
Okay, regardless of Cardi's numbers, like, she attract ratchetness. Like, I just don't...
What does Nicki Minaj attract?
No, she don't... To me, she attracts classy girls. Like, though people always... Like she does. I don't care. I am a huge Nicki Minaj fan. I have her name tatted on me 3 times.
Oh.
I am a Barbie.
Okay.
Like, I love her. Like, it's real. And I just don't... Like, I'm to the point that I can not get mad. I could just tune people out. Nicki's numbers is, like, off the charts. Like, her numbers ain't even on the charts. Like, Cardi B numbers, I can look them up and they on the charts. Nicki Minaj numbers are not on the charts. Sorry.
She coming with that queen defense right there, man.
I'm sorry.
Who is this?
I had to. This is Manda from KC. I love y'all.
We love you too. Even though
Why did Nicki cancel that show?
You already know why she's canceling. You know why? Wouldn't nobody buying them tickets.
Is that your queen?
That's still my queen, though.
All right. Well, have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
U.S. tops the Netherlands 2-0 to repeat as Women's World Cup champs. It's their 4th title play.
Back to back. How you love that? 2015-2019.
Congratulations.
4 of them things. I think we would call that a dynasty.
As a dynasty?
I think we would call it that.
In soccer terms?
Yeah. Back-to-back World Cups?
Ah, okay. I'm just trying to learn, my brother. That's all.
That's it. U.S. wins their 4th World Cup.
the eyes, the pressure that was on this team coming into the World Cup, the way they handled that, the way they have lifted a nation, the way they have lifted a gender has been something to behold. Yes, it's football, but they've done so much more against all odds in the most challenging World Cup we've ever seen.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Shout out to Megan Rapinoe. Got that golden boot. Pretty much might call her MVP of the World Cup, if that's what you want to call it.
Ah, okay.
She's done a lot, man. And, man, this women's team has been dominant, dog.
For us non-soccer heads.
Compare them to the Dream Team. Let's put it like that.
Ah, okay.
I mean, I won't say they're the Dream Team, but, you know, they've been dominant. They've been the Golden State Warriors of women's soccer lately.
I believe like you that. Call it soccer.
Ah, okay.
Football.
Because, you know, us, you know, a lot of people, you know, that's listening right now, they're not the huge soccer fans, but, you know, some of us try to keep open mind on how to, you know, how this thing goes.
Brian,
you know,
does not love soccer. Just tell y'all that right now. He is definitely not a fan, but that's cool, okay.
My brother, I'm just trying to learn how this thing goes because, you know, obviously it's a big deal. Did you see the pictures and the videos of Power and Light yesterday? A lot of people were there,
I'm telling you, though, when the World Cup comes here in 2026, we got to have that joint here in KC. We got to have a group stage games here in KC because it is definitely, I think we're one of the leading people in ratings when it comes to watching these games. Okay. Come on now. Kansas City is becoming a soccer town. Okay. So shout out to the U.S. women's team. On the other hand, the U.S. men's team need to get their mind right.
Soccer.
Lost to Mexico last night.
Oh, well, Mexico, I'm pretty sure they're a juggernaut in soccer, right?
They're checking out on this side as far as North America. But I think both of us have a lot of catching, but we definitely have some catching to do to Mexico.
How I feel about soccer in a nutshell?
Soccer. Well, that's a real cute sport. Especially the way y'all bounce that ball off your heads. You know, personally, I don't like any sport where you don't use your hand.
That's okay, man. Hey, congratulations to the women's once again, man.
Congratulations. Yes.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You know, Play, when I used to go into the store with my mama or my pops or my second mama, they would always say, keep your hands to yourself, and if you ain't got no money, don't pick nothing up.
My mom said it differently. Don't touch blank. You ain't got blank, so you ain't getting blank.
Yes, well, there's a young lady that doesn't abide by those rules, unfortunately. And she's a juvenile, and she's a part of the viral video that I'm sure you have seen by now of the young lady licking the Blue Bell ice cream and putting it back in the freezer.
For the gram.
Like, how could you do that?
So ratchet, man.
So detectives have spoken with the suspect. She's from the San Antonio area, and police have announced Friday that they would not be releasing her name publicly because she is a minor. The case will now be turned over to the Texas Juvenile Justice Department, that's what the spokeswoman from the police department said. Now, before the suspect was identified as a juvenile, police said that she could have faced up to 20 years in prison. Mm-hmm. They had planned on arresting her on the charge of second-degree felony tampering. Mm. Now, there's a guy, he's 36 years old, he was taken into custody after being filmed in a store doing the same thing, licking a Blue Bell ice cream container, and then he moved his finger throughout the container. Then he put it back in the shell.
Oh, no.
So he's, I believe he's facing 20 years as well. I'll have to get you updated on that.
Mm.
But, Play, do you think this is excessive, just right, or too light of a sentence for this type of thing?
I wouldn't give 20 years for that. But don't you think they got to do something? You got to think about that.
Oh, you got to do something because it's catching on.
You talking about a reputation and you're hurting the brand because there's people like, I'm not even going to touch Blue Bell. I don't even know if it's safe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Beforehand.
They already just had issues. Blue Bell just literally had issues with Listeria or whatever it was not too long ago, right?
Right.
So now they're just getting back to all these other places. And you see stories like that? That's crazy. Yeah. And you doing it for clout? Yeah. What? Is that worth going to jail for?
Well, Kansas City, we want to know what you think this morning.
Now, it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
721-77 at the Legends. What's going on, be shining?
It's them crazy Kansas birthdays. Got to wish a couple of our celebrity friends some happy birthdays. Marcus Chong, actor from The Matrix, turns 52 today. Jamal Gravy Wooler. No, he played Biggie in
Gravy.
Notorious and Gravy. All Eyes on Me, turns 44.
Hey, he 44?
Yeah. Lance Gross, House of Pain, turns 38. And my dog Jaden Smith, he's legal now, play. He turns 21.
Son of Will Smith. Icon living. Start a record label, Misfits just did it.
So he can officially take two shots, huh?
Yes. I like Jaden Smith, man. He's a real good dude. Happy birthday to everybody born on July 8th.
Did you jam his album? Came out this weekend.
No, I didn't even know.
Yeah, check it out.
Well, Chris Brown, his baby mom says that he owes some back child support. Reports surfaced over the weekend that Nia Guzman, who's the baby mother, accused Chris Brown of owing her more than $17,000. That's per month. That was back in February. Well, she claims that he repeatedly engaged in conduct that dramatically increased the cost of litigation, has ignored deposition notices, offered to participate in mediation in a court hearing, then failed to even respond to potential mediation dates when proposed, and ignored settlement offers altogether. She also claims that Chris Brown's actions have created a great hardship for her because she doesn't work and relies on him for support. Guzman also called Brown an admitted extraordinarily high earner, claiming that he makes $7.5 million a year. Sources are reporting that Guzman is seeking over $258,000 in back support, which includes retroactive support from the beginning of the case, plus sanctions and the value of housing that Brown agreed to supply. However, play, Guzman has taken to social media to deny such claims. She told sources, "Not true. All is great on our end. Please stop the Chris Brown bashing." She continues, that's it. She continued with the stop the Chris Brown bashing.
Does she have nice hair?
Oh, come on, play.
Just ask.
Come on, dog. What is good hair? That's what I want to know.
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
But most importantly, I hope he's taking care of royalty and make sure he handles business.
Well, he's always with her.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting to me when you hear these reports, but you always see her with Chris Brown and all that. So I think they're cool.
Stevie Wonder announced over the weekend that he'll be receiving a kidney transplant over the fall. You got to protect Stevie Wonder at all costs, fam.
Man, dang, I didn't know he had health issues till recently.
I'm going to have surgery.
Oh, he wants to have surgery.
I'm going to have a kidney transplant in September of this year. I'm all good. I have a donor. It's all good. I want you to know, I came here to give you my love.
We got to protect Stevie at all costs, man. He's literally a living legend that we still have with us, thank God.
And you know what's crazy? He still kind of looks the same, don't he?
Yeah, he looks the same. He looks good.
Yeah. So shout out to Stevie, man. Yeah. I hope that comes through good for him.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot of stuff going on, play. Like, you know, you'll see these viral videos of people wilding out, doing stuff for attention, doing stuff for views, doing stuff for likes.
Which is ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous.
The thirst for clout is at an all-time high.
Word.
And I believe that influenced a young lady in San Antonio to take a carton of Bluebell ice cream, take the top off, lick it, and proceeded to put it back in the freezer in a viral video that I'm pretty sure that everyone has seen by now. Now, she's a minor. This young lady is a minor. And before that the police could identify her as a minor, she could have faced up to 20 years in prison. Mm. And they had planned on arresting her on a charge of second degree felony tampering. And I just wanted to see if 20 years, was that too much? Was it enough? Or was it too light?
Mess with my favorite ice cream out here. I can't give you 20 though. I feel like, it's gotta be some kind of time, maybe even like 60 days, 30 days. I don't know what you give, but something has to be done, right? Because you got to stop people, other people from doing this. Because like you said earlier, there are other people out here now doing other viral videos out here doing stupid stuff. Like somebody else, you said, licked some other ice cream.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah. No, they did. Yeah. Someone else, a 36-year-old man, he was caught on video, or not rather caught on video, but he put a video out of him licking ice cream. It was Blue Bell. Put his finger in it and put it back in the freezer.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I think she got exactly what she deserved, man. You can't lick no ice cream, man. Who knows what that lick would have led to? Somebody would have been in the health clinic next week.
The health clinic. Who knows what that lick would have led to? I know that's right.
Straight up.
Right. Out here just licking ice cream. Next, they're going to be licking steaks and chicken and stuff out here.
Everybody going to be a vegetarian pretty soon.
Right.
Well, did y'all see the video of the person taking a Listerine, gargling some of the Listerine, and spitting it back in? Yes, there's another video of this going around.
See, this is...
No wonder everybody walking around with funky breath now, man. Ain't nobody do nothing.
Social media is getting out of hand, man.
Well, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
What you know about this song?
Oh, I know about this song, brother. I know about this song.
Let me turn it down because I don't know if it got cussing in it. Yeah, that's what we're talking about today, y'all. A young lady, you seen the video. It's a viral video going around. She takes a big carton of Blue Bell ice cream. It's the tin roof. You know what that is? Tin roof from Blue Bell?
Yeah, I tried that when they brought it through. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I felt like I tried that one.
She took it, licked it, put the container back on, put it right in the freezer, did it all for the views. And she got a lot of views. And that's unfortunate for her because police was looking for her. They found her. She's from San Antonio. And it turns out that she's a minor. And before they found out she was a minor, she could have faced up to 20 years in prison. They had planned on arresting her on a charge of second-degree felony tampering. And we wanted to see this morning if that was too much, just enough, or too light. And Play, you seem to think that that's a little too much.
I think it is too much, but something has to be held. She needs to be held at some kind of standard on this.
But what are they trying to? You think they're trying to make an example out of her, or like how can they actually like do something to put a stop to this? Because you remember back when we were downloading files from like BearShare and LimeWire, right?
Yeah.
And people were getting arrested and getting, you know, charged with, you know, 10 to 20 years in prison. And that kind of subsided with the streaming and stuff. But what do you think they could do to put a stop to this without, you know, giving away 20 years?
They got to give her something. That's why I think she's going to end up doing some kind of jail time, probably some real strict probation, I'm assuming. But they have to set some kind of example so the whole bunch of other people don't start going to stores and doing this crazy stuff and tampering with people's foods and products and stuff. Because not only hurts consumers that's trying to go buy this stuff, it's hurting the brand, the actual brands that they're doing this to.
Yeah. Well, you know, other folks have followed suit in these videos. That's unfortunate. L.A. man, he's charged after licking Blue Bell ice cream. He stuck his finger in it, put it back in the freezer like nothing happened. Another young man took some Listerine, swallowed it, or not swallowed it, gargled it, put it back in the Listerine bottle after he gargled it.
And that's got to be worse.
Yeah.
That's worse than the Blue Bell.
Yeah. Well, Kansas City, we wanted to know what you thought. Do you think 20 years is too excessive, just enough, or too light?
I definitely think they should be punished to some extent. That's stuff that we take home for our children that we're buying from the stores, and we got to worry about if somebody else's body fluids is on it now.
Right. You expecting to just go in the freezer, grab your Blue Bell. You don't have to be checking in like you at a fast food spot. Got to make sure you got your fries in a bag and all that. Now we got to make sure ice cream ain't tampered with. Come on with all that.
Right. And you might have something. I don't want what you got.
Right. Definitely don't want what you got. Right. Out here licking everything. You don't know your tongue being.
Exactly.
All right. Well, who is this?
This is Ebony.
All right.
Thank
Ebony.
You, Ebony.
We'll have some Blue Bell.
Have
later.
A good day.
Bye. Bye. You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot of people have been commenting on this Blue Bell licking story, play. My bad. Charge it to my head, not my heart.
Okay.
Man.
Okay.
My man Robert Jones, he listens every day. He says 20 years is a bit much. These people wanted to go viral, not harm people. Find these idiots and get on with life. It's more important crimes to solve. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the young lady who had a viral video. Everybody's seen it. licking the Bluebell ice cream, putting the container back on it, putting it back in a freezer in a San Antonio Walmart. Police have identified her. She's a juvenile, but before then, she could have faced up to 20 years in prison. They had planned on arresting her on the charge of second-degree felony tampering.
What kind of fine, though, are we talking? Because you got to have a major fine. You can't slap her with a $500 fine.
I don't know if I'm in favor of a fine. Suppose she comes from a family with money. You know, that's not really going to teach her a lesson. That's the thing that I think this young lady and other people need to get out of this is that you need to be taught some type of lesson, as to a lifelong lesson, as to why this isn't funny. This isn't something you should be doing for views or any of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can we feel safe going into grocery stores? I was in a grocery store this past weekend at the Price Chopper. Shout out to my little dog, Blake, by the way. I met him at the Price Chopper in Overland Park. But how do you feel safe going into the store, buying some ice cream or buying some grapes or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, thinking that, you know, in the back of your mind that people have picked over this or they've done something trifling to this. Yeah. It's already bad enough that you're going around eating vegetables and stuff in the store and some people aren't privy to washing their hands like they should be. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's still in the back of my mind. And you got to worry about this.
Yeah. It's got to be deeper than that. I mean, you got, like you say, and you know she had to know better. She's at the age. She definitely knew better. And her friends, whoever she was with, knew better,
they
too.
They thought it was funny. We all do dumb stuff when we're young. And this is the age of videos and where, you know, young folks are doing stupid stuff and you're catching it on tape. But you still have to learn from this, though. You still need to be taught some type of lesson.
Yeah.
In the statement, Bluebell said that the ice cream that was licked was never sold. Quote, our staff recognized the location in the video and we inspected the freezer case.
How cold is that?
The statement said.
They looked at the store and knew where it was and knew where it happened and all that just off looking at cameras. So they watching people. They watching y'all. Yeah.
So, my man, this is going to be the final word. What do you think?
Man, I think they should go to 20 years or more for licking out the dang Bluebell. Especially. I grew up in Dallas. That's all we
had. You. He know what's good out here, man. He can't be doing that to Bluebell. That definitely deserves about 25, huh?
In my opinion, they should be go to something a little worse than that.
Something worse than 20 years in prison, fam?
I think they should go make it.
Ah, I like that. Go and make that ice cream and see if you want to go and do that again.
But then they might contaminate everybody's ice cream.
You know what? Yeah, that is bad. Yeah, that is bad. We can't ruin our Bluebell, dog. We can't do that.
Yeah, that's just wrong with them, man.
Let her go work on something else.
All right, what's your name, fam?
Dominic.
Thanks, Dominic. Hey, have a good day.
Appreciate you, dog.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, currently 78 over Swope Park. What's going on, B?
Man, did you know about this story about ASAP Rocky being in solitary confinement in Sweden over the weekend,
I didn't
man?
Know he was in solitary confinement, but I knew about his arrest. That's crazy.
ASAP Ferg provided an update on ASAP Rocky. And this is coming from a connection from a brawl. Now, Ferg said that he's in Sweden, locked up in solitary confinement with no visit or phone call privileges. They're trying to keep him there for 2 weeks. And if convicted, he would be looking at 6 years for just defending himself in a fight. He was no way informed the aggressor in this ordeal. Pray for justice.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I saw some of the video, and I didn't think he was going to be going through what he's going through right now, but... Man, I hope he pulls out of that.
Yeah, when you overseas, you're in other countries, you know, they got different laws and different rules than we do in the United States. So
Yeah. I knew they said they're going to try to hold him for 2 weeks, but solitary confinement, bro?
Yeah. Well, in better news, congratulations are necessary for J. Cole. He has revealed that he and his wife are having another child.
Nice stuff.
And he shared the news on his new compilation album, Revenge of the Dreamers 3. It's on the track Sacrifices.
Good album. Man. Have you checked it out yet?
Nah, man. I'm so behind on music. Although I did get into that Chris Brown immediately because...
Oh, we got Chris. Time for 2 hours of Chris Brown.
Yes, we do. Yeah, because he makes great music. Not saying that J. Cole don't, because he does too, but... Yeah, I had to be.
They're both good albums, though. You should check it out.
Yeah. Shout out to J. Cole for having another baby on the way.
Not a middle child.
Oh my God. Another crazy story. ABC 7 in LA has reported that a black Cadillac Escalade registered to YG has reportedly been involved in a deadly shootout and chase with police in Compton. Mm. Now, the site reports that authorities investigated a shooting in Compton that involved the deputy, and the investigation led to a chase that ended in Inglewood. A man who was believed to be an innocent bystander was allegedly killed at the scene, and the deputy officer was shot, but only suffered minor injuries. YG has spoken on the incident, and TMZ said that he wasn't involved. He said, "I was nowhere near the scene of the incident and had been in a recording studio all day in Hollywood. I was there until after midnight on the 4th of July and didn't learn of these events until after they happened." His legal team has also been in contact with law enforcement.
That's a sticky one right there. Since he's the ownership of the car, they're probably going to imply that he knows whoever drove that car or did it.
That definitely puts him in a bad situation right now, boy.
Yeah. Something he doesn't need right now in his life.
Yeah. I guess we got time for this. So, Omarion's baby mama, good Lord. Her name was April Jones. She was on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. She went on a rant. I would like to say she was under some type of influence on this rant. Here's what she was wilding out, y'all.
And what happened to the game? He's right here. He texted me today. Happy Mother's Day. Slept it again. That's what the game said. Game texts me all the time. Love him. And that texts me. He loves me. He respects me. Drew, little fizz, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. I respect you. Shiggy Show. Nate Robinson. Paul Pierce.
Oh.
K. Durant.
KD?
Anybody? Shaq, Kill O'Neal. Y'all so mad. It's okay, guys. It's okay for people to reach out and just honor someone. It doesn't mean you're f***ing them. It just means they're honoring you. You couldn't even get a celebrity the way y'all want to sit here and talk. Oh, celebrity. Yeah, I'm a celebrity because I f*** celebrity and because I became what y'all thought I wasn't going to become. Oh, so let me just say that. Yes, I'm a celebrity because Omarion is and I had two kids by him. And now little Fizz wants to f***. And because I'm a celebrity. What? And because the game wants to f*** this f***. And because ASAP wants to f*** this f***.
How is that working in the B2K? They just did a little comeback tour, and now Lil Fizz is with your baby mama. And
whatever crack you saw me smoke, that'll be the last time, baby. Please.
She is on something, or coming off of it.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Hazel, bring back them ribs.
I don't. She went in on. She said Shiggy. The dude that be dancing in
the started the Drake dance challenge.
Nate Robinson, Paul Pierce.
And let me have multiple men.
Shaq?
What's wrong with a woman loving multiple men?
Did the general hit her DM soon?
Oh my God. All right, that's enough.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.